Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's back because she's a nationally recognized expert on consumer spending and what motivates them. She's the founder of Unity Marketing, which is a marketing consulting firm specializing in consumer insights. She's written a number of books on the concept of what, on the ideas that of what customers want, why they do what they do. One of them is Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Another one is called Let Them Eat Cake. And I think her new one's called Just Simply Shopping. And she's our good friend. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back with you today.
It's good to have you back. And I understand you just got back from Europe. Did you find plenty of opportunities to shop, Pam, while you were there?
Well, you know, I honestly didn't because I was so busy seeing the sights. The shopping day that would have been fun was in Florence. We were in Florence in Italy.
Uh-huh.
But I was too busy going to the Uffizi Gallery and going to see David that I didn't get a chance to go through the stores.
I'm disappointed, Pam. I didn't think you would let a little sightseeing get in the way of your shopping.
Oh, I know. But, you know, you have limited time, so I really had to select my time. Plus, as I told you, we were on a cruise. And that is quite a pricey way to vacation. So I need to consider my overall budget.
You'd already blown your budget with the trip, huh?
that and plus shopping beforehand because I certainly had to buy lots of new clothes.
You had to look the part on the cruise. You have to look right on a cruise, don't you?
That's exactly right, especially you know given my position as sort of the luxury lady.
Exactly. You know you have to keep up your appearances. No question about it. It's just like me playing golf. You know I may not be able to play, but I got to look good on the golf course.
That's the secret of it all.
Pam, what's the news this month on shopping? What do we need to know about getting our customers motivated to buy more from us?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, the news is how insecure consumers feel today about, you know, the world events, about our standing in the world, and the rising gas prices. Again, we've just, you know, being in Europe and being in London, I mean, we feel so poor when you trade $2 for £1.
Yeah.
And, it really is having a psychological effect on shoppers. So I think that as, you know, we're trying to, you know, encourage people to consume, I think we have to really work and recognize the real challenges people face with, you know, the questions about their houses aren't worth as much as they were. And I think a lot of consumer spending has, in fact, been stimulated, by borrowing against one's assets, which is never a good idea.
Well, the good thing, I think, that's happening is that we got a lot of folks working.
Yeah.
You know, we're creating hundreds of thousands of jobs every month. We got, the economy is definitely softening. There's no question about it. I think this oil price, this gas price situation is really hurting the, our economy a lot. Because I was reminded recently that a year ago, you know, gas was like $2 a gallon, not $3 a gallon. So
right.
that's a several hundred million dollar tax on the United States consumer every week, and so I think that is an issue there. But the thing is, as long as people have jobs, they feel like as long as they've got income coming in, Pam, they feel that they have the ability to buy at least a reasonable amount of things, and the consumer is really still the hero of the marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about that. You know, this question of the rising gas prices and having so much more of your budget, you know, having to be tapped for supporting your car. I mean, it can have two effects on people like Walmart, people who are playing sort of to the lower income consumer, because they they can, you know, hold back their spending because they are living kind of closer to the line, or it could drive more middle-class shoppers into the Walmart types of stores to buy cheaper things. But, you know, the one good thing, I mean, and what I tend to study on and focus on is the affluent consumer making, you know, with incomes of $75,000 and above, and they're the ones who are least impacted by, they're least impacted by the real gas, you know, the budget money of the gas prices, but they are not unimpacted psychologically, because that does in fact impact them.
At some point in time, this is one of those things that rises instead of falls. It creeps up into the upper income barriers. There's no question about that. For one reason, it makes people wonder, you know, where is this going to stop?
Yeah. Well, you know, we just have finished our 2006 analysis of the whole luxury consumer spending, and they only increased their spending about 6% last year. And, you know, so I think that shows a very modest gain in terms of what the luxury consumers were spending. And interestingly enough, this year, last year in 2006, they spent more on luxuries for their home than they did on experiential luxuries, things like travel. You know,
you think it was because they said they still felt compelled to spend money, but they said, if we're going to spend money, we're going to get something that when we wake up tomorrow, we'll still have it.
Well, and I think home spending, a big part of that is remodeling, which ultimately has to do with the value of your home. So you're investing in your home, which is a little bit different than, you know, again, taking a cruise where all you bring back really is memories.
There's more justification. It's easier to justify that, isn't it?
Exactly. It really is.
How big a deal is justification when we shop? How much does that enter into why we do what we do?
Oh, well, it's a huge factor for the consumer because they have to, you know, well, again, when a woman is shopping, inevitably she's going to have to go home and explain to her husband why she spent, you know, $200 on a new handbag when she's got a closet full of them. So justifiers and justification is a big factor in encouraging her to buy, getting her to say, it's okay to indulge, it's okay for me to buy this. And it's really a psychological game.
My favorite one is, I deserve this.
Right. Well, you know, for consumers, giving themselves a little reward for some extraordinary accomplishment that they made, you know, maybe they finished a major project or, you know, it's the end of school. I mean, this is very basic psychological factors, but that the reward, giving yourself a reward, is an important justifier that we use to, you know, to bring out that credit card or open our wallet and buy something new and different. But, you know, ultimately, it's about enhancing the quality of our life. We really want to improve the quality of our life, and so there's something about that item that we're going to buy that we think is going to make it.
One thing about Americans is we like our stuff. Stand by, Pam Danziger. We're going to take a quick break. Her new book is called Shopping. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 after. Stay with us. When we come back, I've got a shopping story to tell you. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger. She is our shopping expert. She's the world shopping expert, including why people buy things they don't need, including Let Them Eat Cake, including shopping, which is, that's your 2006 book, isn't it, Pam?
That's the latest.
Yeah, the latest one. Tell us where they're available.
Well, they're available at many Barnes & Nobles and Borders bookstores or at Amazon.com. And, you know, sometimes, because of the nature of my books, they're a little bit specialized, so you might have to ask for them. Because it's for business people. It's not just for, you know, it's not just for casual reading.
Exactly. No, exactly. No, this is good insights into why people do what they do, folks. And you need to understand this if you're going to be selling to consumers. Pam, let me tell you a quick story. We have some friends who's a minister, and his wife went out. And as you know, ministers typically don't make a lot of money. And so his wife went out and bought a dress that was a little bit pricey. And she came home and she showed it to him. I was thinking of, you were mentioning earlier about women taking things home and you know, justifying it to their husbands. So she took the dress home, and she showed it to him, and he liked it, and he said, how much? And she told him, and he just kind of went nuts, and he said, are you crazy? He said, we can't afford that. Why did? And then he decided to quote scripture to her, and he said, why didn't you say, devil, get behind me?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I did. And he said, it looked good from back there, too.
Oh, that's awful. But you know, the way we look at prices is really important, because in research I do with consumers, now I'm not like this, but there are people who, if they see it really cheap, you know, that's what the stimulation to buy is. And I think that ends up encouraging people to spend more money than they really should, because they're focusing on the price. So if it's been marked down 3 or 4 times, mm-hmm. then that's the signal to buy it. But they will say in focus groups, I will buy things that I see that really good prices that I may not need for 10 years. And I think that's very wasteful. So,
well,
you know, I think
no
it's better to
it.
Buy something, even if you pay full price, but if it's something that you know you're going to get a lot of use out of, or it's going to, you know, really be a classic, like, a, you know, on the boat. I went shopping on this cruise boat, and, you know, the prices weren't cheap on the cruise boat, but I bought a skirt and a top, and I said, you know, these are classics I can wear, besides the fact that it had an elastic waistband.
Well, don't you all...
Yeah. I said, this
don't
is a
you also
I'll get
though,
a lot of use out of.
Don't you, Pam, also need to understand about yourself? Because you might say, oh, these are classic. This is a high quality. But if you're the kind of person that's going to get tired of that in 6 months, all that quality doesn't mean anything.
Right. And, you know, I think you should have a little bit of your budget. I mean, if we talk about fashion anyway, but you just, because every year something new and something different is. So budget a little bit for something that's a splurge. But, you know, you don't have to go to Neiman Marcus to buy those little splurges, because you can get plenty of them at Old Navy or Gap, where things are a little bit more affordable. You know, I think, you know, shopping is really, there's a real science to it, and there's a science for the shopper, and likewise there's a science for retailers or people who are, you know, trying to entice the shopper in to really understand the consumer and encourage them to spend.
When we get them in our stores, what's the best thing we can do to get them to hang around?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the most important things is really greeting people with a true and an honest smile. And, you know, that's one thing that you can't fake. So it's being welcoming, and that's a key word. So it's not just, you know, good afternoon, can I show you anything, or may I help you, or, you know, because the people who come up to you and say things like that, you always say, no, I'm just looking, or get away from me, I don't want to be bothered. But if you're truly warm and welcoming, and you're excited that someone has come into your store, and, hey, have you, you know, go in the back, or you should go down aisle 2 and look at this wonderful new outfit we got, you know, you can really share your excitement in a true and human and honest way, and I think that's the key.
Well, exactly, and of course, don't act like no one's ever done this before, nobody's ever come in before, but it is good to be excited. But, you know, one of the things that the smart people that I know who wait on me wherever I am, and I always do what everybody else does, I always, unless I actually, you know, usually when I go in a store, I know what I want, but mm-hmm. but I don't always need any help, so I'll often say, I'm just looking, even
right.
though I know exactly what I want, but
right.
but you know, the smart ones will say, well, you know, make yourself at home. Let me know if I can help you, but be sure to check out this new line of stuff we have over there.
Exactly.
And they'll give me a suggestion, and it lets me know that they're not just a clerk, that they actually are engaged in the business.
Right. Well, and when people do that, let you know, well, while you're shopping, be sure to go down and see this new, like you say, this new line of pillows that we
golf clubs is what I was thinking.
If you say things like that, you build curiosity, and curiosity is enormously powerful mm-hmm. for the shopper, because that's what makes you walk down the street in Florence and knowing you've got to go to the Uffizi Gallery and get there in a certain amount of time, but you look in a store and it's like, it's so compelling because there's like wonderful, magical, wonderful things that are hidden inside that I, as a, you know, as a human, I've got to go in and discover.
Except so when you go in there,
curiosity is powerful.
Except when you discover what the conversion from U.S. to euro is. That's when.
Well, the euro wasn't so bad, but the pound was awful.
The pound is rough. What's a euro now? About 1.4?
I think it's like 75 cents equal.
Yeah.
We're 75 euros equals $1. I think.
Yeah. Pam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us your website, please.
Oh, it's www.unitymarketingonline.com, and I invite all your listeners to come and visit.
Thanks, Pam. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Kelly Owyler. We're going to talk about courage. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.